We'll continue where we were. We finished a couple weeks ago. So we hold it by the second, by the generation of Yeshua ben Parachya. And what we spoke about is that this, the Chora, is the break of the various communities that happened in the time of Yeshua ben Parachya, which is the time of Yannai HaMelech, right? Jannah's the king. And at the same time, we will see that Lechera Chanukah also becomes, as we spoke, at that time we read it, that Maccabees 1 and Maccabees 2 comes at around the same time with their own narrative of what Chanukah is all about. Because as you imagine, right, Chanukah was the miracle that happened in at that time. Not at that time, but happened before. But there was no prophets, so you never knew what the message of the miracle was. So each one had his own interpretation of what the miracle was. And that's what we came to the conclusion how the people from Maccabees 1 and Maccabees 2 explained. But no one mentions at all the miracle of the candles. And the question is always the war, that the rebellion of the Jews, right, of the Maccabim, of Yehuda Maccabee and the Matisyahu against the Seleucid Greeks. And the big question is, where is the miracle of the candles? Now, if you look at, and what we saw last week, by the way, that this is mentioned first at Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis does mention the miracle of the candles. And if you look at the Gemara, and that's the first source in page number one, my Chanukah, the Gemara asks, what is Chanukah? Rashi says, what was the miracle of those Nikva? My Chanukah also means what aspect, what is the perspective of Chanukah? And that's the Gemara quotes Megillas Tainis, the Tanu Rabbon Bechof Ebi Kislev de Chanukah Tmanya Inun. Chanukah is 8 days. The lo lemisbad ve lo lisandus bem, that you do not eulogize and you don't fast. Keshenichnus yevonim leich al timu kol hashmonim. Then you bring the story of the candles, that when the Greeks came, they took all the oil and they defiled all the oil. Vekeshegover malchus beis chashmonoi v'nitzchum bot kol otzol v'achachod. And then when beis chashmonoi took over the Beis HaMikdash after the rebellion, they couldn't find any oil, and the famous story of the oil. So this is a Megillas Tainis. And that's why Lechora, the Bavli is asking, what is the essence, what's the message of Chanukah? And look at the Maral. The Maral says that im toim v'chim ishvil shenasa lemnez ba'adloka shalatiyah betiyah la'adloka yikuhivim Chanukah. When the Gemara asks, what's Chanukah? And the Gemara says, because this miracle, because they were able to practice the mitzvah of Neiris. That's a reason enough for Chanukah? You always have Hallel when you were at danger and you were saved. Whenever there was a miracle or some kind of a serendipity that you got the chance to do a mitzvah, you make because of that a yontif? That's not for us. Usually you go ahead and you celebrate something when it's something good for you. The ability to do a mitzvah is not something good for you. So what does it mean that that's the message of Chanukah? No, so let's skip to the next paragraph. Clearly the Yontov of Chanukah was done for one simple reason. Why? To celebrate the victory over the Seleucid Greeks. So, but you needed a narrative to the miracle. You realize that every miracle, there was a narrative. The prophet told you what the message was. If there was just a war, it was very easy to say, we were strong enough, great technique. But we never knew that was from Hashem Yisborach. So the nearest of the candles of the menorah, to realize that this is a miracle, and this is the message of the miracle. So the narrative of the miracle is the nearest. The candles are not the reason for Chanukah. Chanukah, the reason is because the Jews were saved. The candles are telling you what the message, what Hashem, was God was trying to tell us. The same way that the miracle is a message from God, the war was a message from God also. Therefore, the miracle was done in the candles. Ki karisha zevon shetim seichel. To tell you the message that what was wrong with the Greeks is that they defiled kedusha. Kmo sheomru bechol mokoim. And that goes on the Maharal to explain. But the Maharal is trying to say the following. The candles are the rabbinic interpretation of the miracle. So the candles, the story of the candles, becomes Chazal's way of interpreting the miracle. And this came much later. If you look at the Gemara before, again in the first source, Leshon Acheres, in another year, Kvor v'soim Yontev. The Yontev of Chanukah was established in another year. Who knows how that year was? So my contention is perhaps this happened at the same time that Maccabees comes about. Maccabees comes about, this is the people, the essence, interpret the miracle as a way to say that God wants us to go back and to rebel against how the Mikdash was. That the Mikdash was tome by the tzedukim, by the people, and they decided to go ahead and to move away to the mountains. Chazal learned, no, the message is the candles, that we are here trying to bring our own light, becomes the struggle, the culture conf between Torah Shebaal Peh and the Greek philosophy. So they look at the Neros as a almost a sign from Hashem of the power of Torah Shebaal Peh. That's what becomes the miracle of Torah Shebaal Peh, that we bring the light and we light the candles outside and the Neros are connected to the mezuzah. Mezuzah is Torah Shebichsav and the candles Torah Shebaal Peh. This whole narrative. So it's possible that this happened by the time of Yeshua ben Prachia when Maccabees was formed. I just want to show you that Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Yoshe Beer, says something different. He thinks that this thing was actually much, much later. So the source is hundreds of years later. Look at the source is on page the establishment of the candles, the mitzvahs Neres Chanukah. Take a look at it on page 10. Barambam madlikim beim Neres berev apis chabati mecholayla velayla legalois leharois ulegalois anes, to show and to publicize the nes. So what's the loshen legalus anes? Shalom atzinu loshen zeh b'shayin yom shel pirsum enisa. This is the only type. Pirsum enisa is lefarsem, to publicize. Legalus is like almost to reveal the miracle. Of course, the moral is very good. Because the miracle was unclear. The candles reveal the miracle. They tell the narrative. It's like putting a narrative onto a story. He explains, Yibur loshen shalom d'shayin nisa u'be'etzem gluim l'inkol. That's what he says. Every other miracle was very self-evident. The mirrors of Chanukah, that story of the candles, nobody knew about it. So in other words, this was a miracle. That's why when Josephus talks about it, he doesn't even know about it. It was something very, very, maybe a few people knew about it. Chazal acknowledged that the nearest Chanukah is their interpretation and their focus. That's why we have to reveal that was a miracle. So Pirsum Enisa here is not only to spread and to publicize the Nes, it's to actually to reveal the Nes. Comes out that the whole mitzvah here, and according to the Maharal is Givaldik, the candles is legalis on this, is to actually reveal what the miracle was. It's not to publicize, it's to reveal. And he continues.
It's interesting, though, to reveal what the miracle was, but it's a revelation that takes place with Sina.
But that's why you have to do it on the street. You have to take it from the house outside.
Saying, the original revelation to let everyone know takes the most private place.
And that's the amazing part of it, right? How many people knew about it? Nobody knew at the time. Because Chazal are telling you, I think.
How do we know then?
How do we know? So Chazal, now look at the moral. The moral is saying, we are celebrating what? We're not celebrating the candles. We are celebrating the victory of the Jews against the Seleucid Greeks. That was the cultural conf. We came, we felt that we were at spiritual danger from the Greeks. We go ahead and we rebel against them. And God makes us win. Now, what does that mean? What is the message of the miracle? Is it a message of, like today in Israel, like you look at the concept of independence or a concept of emancipation? So the if you look at Maccabees, it was the idea of the defiling of the temple. The temple was being defiled because it was becoming Hellenized. So this is almost a rebellion against the temple. And they actually go away from the Beis HaMikdash into Midbar Yehuda, and they believe that Mashiach will come, and they are going to maintain the traditional priesthood, the traditional kehuna of Tzadok HaKohen. That's what they are. The Tzadokim had a different message. Chazal felt that this is a message. And what is the message? The message are the candles. The miracle of the candles is the message of what the miracle of Hanukkah is all about. And that's the whole story. Now that miracle says, and listen to this, with how something givaldic it is. So the Shoshimer says, this is a miracle that was very done in private. And Chazal had to go ahead, and the mitzvah is not only to publicize it, is to reveal the miracle that nobody knew. Because Torah Shebal Peh, they understand, is this. Torah Shebal Peh means that God gives you the kernel, gives the potential, but to make it happen is human. So that miracle happened, but we have to turn it into a miracle. If you don't turn it into a miracle, it just passes by. So Chazal Institute, they look at, so this becomes the narrative of Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh means that there are opportunities in the world, many opportunities, and many situations that happen, which, by the way, this is a direct corollary of the miracle of Purim. The miracle of Purim is also, it's very easy to go ahead and to assume that this is nature, and we reveal Neres Chanukah is the first implementation of the message of Purim. Yes?
Isn't there a corollary that there are those that say today that's a corollary to
Milchemet Sheshet Hayamim? In other words, absolutely, but it's not only Sheshet Hayamim. It's all the wars and everything that happens in life. Whatever happens in life, it's actually something very hidden. And we go ahead and come to Bimegale. By the way, Torah Shebal Peh is called Mistoirim Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's called the secrets of Hashem. All of Torah Shebal Peh are the secrets of God that we bring about. Which means that God never speaks to us. We have to actually reveal. Oh, Torah Shebal Peh is this. Torah Shebal Peh is that we go, I'm telling you, Rabbi Chonon says in Kutris Divrei Soifrim, and it's so, it is with this Rabbi Yoshe Ber and this Maral and the Maccabees, it fits so well. He always says there are things that God speaks. The Pasuk says like this, Asher lo dibarti ve'lo olsa alibi. The Pasuk says, when he talks about the concept of Iftach, the God says, I did not command, I didn't command, I never spoke, and I never thought about it. And the Targum says, I didn't command in the Torah, I did not tell to the prophets, and I never went as a desire in my heart. Asks Rabbi Chonon, sorry for a second, a lot of CVC, the mitzvahs that Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded in the Torah. So the Pasuk says to Iftach, I didn't command in the Torah. Velo dibarti, and I didn't speak to the prophets. Okay? So we understand the Torah and the Nevi'im. But velo also, Rabbi Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I never thought about it. How in the world would you find out what Kodesh Baruch Hu thought if he never spoke and if he never commanded? Says Rabbi Chonon, that's Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is the idea, which, by the way, is Das. Das that goes, our Das that transcends, as we spoke so many times, into desire. So our Das goes into Rotzen. So Torah Shebal Peh is when we, through our own learning, through our own search, we reach unspoken truths. That's why Rabbi Akiva was able to go ahead and to reach an area that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't familiar with. Right? We all know that this is the secret, the mysterium shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the miracle of Hanukkah works the same way. It's a miracle which is hidden, which is you had to actually realize that there was a miracle. You go ahead not only to publicize the miracle, but actually to go ahead and reveal the miracle. So that's why Ligalis on this.
Transformed into this narrative.
So I told you, my view is this happens by Yeshua ben Prachia. Yeshua ben Prachia, which is the beginning of Christianity, that's why Chazal always say that what Christianity comes to rebel itself is against Torah Shebaal Peh. Because the people in the caves, they give you a totally different narrative. The essence come, they believe that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has also written tablets. Huh?
They,
according to Chazal, as we spoke, not the founders, but they were the proto-Christianity. Okay? So this is around 70 to 80 years afterwards. Now, I'm going to show Rabbi Yoshi Ber is of a different view. Rabbi Yoshi Ber is of the view that the nearest Hanukkah only become a quote-unquote miracle and becomes part of the narrative only after the Churban, which means almost 200 years afterwards. Look at this. That's on page 11. Kosar v'Rambam, ubipnei ze tik iskinu chachomim shibioiso ador, the chachom of that generation, shiushmoy nasyom imelu yemei simcha v'halu madlikim esaneros al pizche batim, and you'd light the candles on the door. Doesn't say the chazal, the chachomim shibioiso ador, the koveya to light candles. He says, do koveya yemei simcha v'halu. They went ahead and they established days of holiday and days of praise. And we light candles. Writing the candles, mashma, that's not the original takona, the original decree. It's only that we did it on our own. If the Rambam should have followed, should have said that they established days of holiday, days of hallow, and days of lighting candles. He doesn't say that. He says establish days of hallow, days of ohidah, and we light candles. That lighting the candles has nothing to do with the original takona. Did they light candles of Hanukkah during the second temple? The whole idea of lighting the candles is basically reenacting the Beis Hamikdash. To remind us the menorah. Only later. And he said that perhaps Avdenezer has the suffix. And that's what he says. The Neres Chanukah were established after the Churban. That's why the Neres are separate. The holiday of Chanukah was established when? Was established right afterwards. But what was the message of the Yontif? It became real only hundreds of years later. The Yimei Halal were the people in that generation. But the Neres, this cannot be Doris Bukhari, was much later. That's why it's Machloikis, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, not Hillel and Shammai. That's Machloikis of the schools of Hillel, schools of Shammai, that went all the way to after the Churban. But this is. Exactly right. To say the idea was that Hanukkah and the Kedushas HaMikdash is something that is transcendent. It's not something limited to the Mikdash. That's the lesson. In other words, they were saying like this because you would assume that the miracle of Hanukkah was only as long as the Beis HaMikdash was ours because the Rambam himself is bothered. What's the celebration of the Yom Tov of Hanukkah today? So we got extra 200 years. So what? Then we lost it. So what's the purpose of celebrating it? He says no, because the message of Hanukkah is the transcendence of Hanukkah. And therefore they did it. Davka is a transcendent message. But be as it may, you realize that the nearest Hanukkah, according to Rabbi Yoshi Ber, according to the Maharal, according to how the Gemara, according to the historical terms, is a narrative to the miracle. What is the message of the miracle? And the question is, when was the message, the label, attached to the miracle? Was it in the time of Yeshua ben Prachia, or was it at the time after the Churban? Now, Rabbi Yoshi Ber has a good point of being after the Churban, because Josephus asks, why is Hanukkah called the holiday of lights? And he says, why? Because maybe salvation in Geula is a type of light.
It was already called at that time.
Yes, Josephus calls it the Yom Tov of Lights. Okay, but he says, why was it the Yom Tov of Lights? Okay, I thought Josephus says no, just because Geula is always compared to night, to day, and to light, that they brought light onto the nations, a light. But be as it may, I thought.
So, Maccabi 1 and 2, did they also refer to Hanukkah's holidays?
No. No. So, my view is a little different than the Rav. I thought, my view is that this, if you look at our character, Yeshua ben Prachi, the time of Yeshua ben Prachi, when the time when I told you, Asil Harav, the beginning. Now, in Chazal, I'm going to tell you, I have the feeling that the seven generations up to the Churban of Torah Shabbat Peh are connected the seven midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Connected midas HaChesed, connected the expansion, the beginning of the light, Shimon HaTzadik. Antigonus Ishsocho, as we told you, Alti, you don't hope for things in this world, is limiting, constraining midas Adin, right? Then you have Yosef ben Yoez and Yosef ben Yochanan, the idea of machloikes, the idea of coexistence, the beginning of the zugis, the pairs working together, that's midas Atiferes. And Yeshua ben Prach is the midas HaNetzach, is Nitzochin, is the war and the winning over your enemies, which means the beginning of the groups, of the contention of the different heretical groups. So this is the beginning of this kind of different groups and different splinters in Klal Yisrael. And therefore Hanukkah becomes so real to try to explain the miracle, not to let everybody else co-opt the idea.
It's interesting because in the Acharit HaYamim, when there's no Chagim, there's only these two, both of these are necessary to keep the internal light, the fervor, the energy, the Hitchadshut. You know, with Hanukkah, with what it does, it's supposed to light us up, you know, to keep us motivated.
Even when the Beis Hamikdash is not here. Exactly right. And Purim is the same idea. The idea is that it's transcendent. It's a transcendence. Okay? So I just wanted to show you that this Hanukkah is either by Yeshua ben Prachia or perhaps by the time of the death of the Churban. But this is the Torah Shebaal Peh, the idea of Torah Shebaal Peh, that's why Legalu Isanes, and etc. Okay? And this is the beginning of the various splinter movements in Klal Yisrael. That's this generation. Okay? Now, what I want to continue is the next generation. Okay? So the next generation is, if you look on page 2, in the middle, the Mishnah Novus. The next one is Yehuda ben Tabai in Shimon ben Shotach, Kiblu Mehem. And Yehuda ben Tabai says, Al tas atzmecha kior chadayonim, do not act like a lawyer. Ukishu balidinim umdim lefanecha, when the people that come to court are in front of you, you benich gershoim, treat them like gershoim, meaning be skeptical of them. In other words, you have to be really careful how you apply mishpat. When they actually accept the din and they go away, you then you accept that they are God. You basically clean the record. And Shimon Shotach also says something relating to the court. Have a machber lachkor saidim. You should go ahead and check the witnesses. Be very careful in what you say. Because if you go ahead and you ask the wrong question, they're going to know how to fool you. So it's interesting that Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shetach are talking about court laws, the laws of the court. Okay? And look at the next one is the Maral. Gam divrei hazug hazeh v'sudor b'zug shelefonov. It says, this zug, which is Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shetach, are connected to whom? To Shimon, to Yeshua ben Prachia. Ke azigdu shelifneim tiknes odem abriyosh akrivim alof. What Yeshua ben Prachia was, how to deal with people next to you, which means in your group, in your grouping. So they told you, have a master, have people that you deal with. He was creating this idea of the groupings that Yeshua ben Prachia. Because Hashaykh al-Adam, okay, but then he continues and he says, And he says like this. V'acharkach hatikunim abriyos, and that's line 5. And then Shimon ben Shatach tells you how to deal with people. Shem chutz lebeis, outside of your group. Gam kin sheichem alav kumara v'chaveh shekol odem, v'zehu tikun zug ha'sheni. The zug ha'sheni is the chaver. And zug ha'shlishi tiyech hanogei b'mnei odem, kumo adayin. How do you apply to court? How do you deal with the community at large? Shudayin v'shoifet al ha'tzibur. The first one is how you deal with your group. How do you create some kind of a common community or some kind of a show that you work together? I told you, because that's Yeshua ben Prachia. Yeshua, Shimon ben Shatach, is how to deal with the community at large. Now, what's the message? Why was that relevant? The reason why it's relevant to Shimon ben Shachti de Mitabai, they're talking about the court. Says the Maral, they're talking how to deal with the community at large. What is the message, and what? How is this a step into Rosh Baal Peh? To learn that, let's go back to page 1. Nasati gishmeichem beitam, the last line. Ma'ase bimei Shimon b'shetach, it happened something in the days of Shimon b'shetach, and Shlom Tzion HaMalkai and Alexandra the Queen, shekshom imyod b'lishab b'lishabes, there was such a brocha, that there was rain from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos, and also chitim kiklois seorim kegarnizesim, that there was a great abundance and plenty this in Klal Yisrael. V'adidoshim kidinori zohav, and even lentils were so big like big coins. And they kept the produce of those years to realize if you are good, how much good can come to the world. So there was a great shefa broch in the times of Shlom Tzion HaMalka. And the reason is very simple, as you saw. Yanai killed all the Chachomim. He was married to Shlom Tzion, to Alexandra, which was the sister of Shimon ben Shetach. When he died, she brought back the Chachomim, and this is the only time in Bai Sheni that Klal Yisrael was actually led by the Prushim. Every time the Prushim were in theory, they were learning. Torah Shebaal Peh was a great theory. Was learning the base medrash. The Sanhedrin, I told you, was a separate Sanhedrin. They did not have actual powers to apply law. They were not the executive branch. The only time is this time. Look at the story in your, what Josephus writes about that time. And that's on page 9. It says on page 9 the following. So she made Hyrcanus high priest. She made Hyrcanus her son, the Kohen Gadol, but much more because he was scared not to meddle in politics. He made him a Kohen Gadol because he didn't want to get involved in politics, and permitted the Pharisees to do everything. And she enabled the Chachomim, the Prushim, to do everything. To whom she ordered the multitude to be obedient. And people have. So this is the time that Chazal in Torah Shebaal Peh actually led the community. And that's why the halachas that they told you is how to apply Torah Shebaal Peh in the world of theory to practice. Be careful how to judge the witnesses. This is the first time that they were actually running the community on their own. She also restored again to his practices which the Pharisees had introduced. She also restored to Klal Yisrael all of the minhagim and all the halachas of Torah Shebaal Peh of the Prushim, according to the tradition of their forefathers, to her father-in-law Hyrcanus had abrogated. Her father-in-law had abrogated, right? We know that Yochanan Kohen Gadol had abrogated that, and then Yanai decided she was Beklal, one of the Tzdukim. And then she reintroduced Torah Shebaal Peh. This is just, that's why this is connected the fifth generation, which is Midas HaHoid. Hoid is, we know, Torah Shebaal Peh when it actually shines to others. This was the ability to bring lemaise what was once in Torah Shebal Peh, theory to bring it to practice. This is Midas HaHoid. Hoid is actually shining it, allowing Torah Shebal Peh to shine outside the confines of the little group. And if you look at it, it's interestingly enough, the Bryce Megillah Steinis. The Bryce Megillah Steinis says the following. And that's on page 5. And I want to just take the last version. And it says the following. Look on page 5. Bechov ches teves, ipnik sheyutznukim yushim besanen shalahem. When the tznukim, they were the one running the Sanhedrin. Yane amer sham v'salminon amalka, Alexander is called Salminon, Chazal kol ha-shlom tziyot. The only person allowed to be as part of the proceedings of Shimon Meshetach. They would ask tshuvas v'halochas. So Shimon Meshetach tells them, let's now have the Sanhedrin in such a way. Only somebody who knows halochas can be. If you can't bring a raya from the Torah, you only believe in Torah Shebichsav, okay, let's see how you apply Torah Shebichsav. One time, it came out to a court case that he asked the Sanhedrin of the Tzdukim, tell me something, how do you apply Torah Shebichsav to this? Nobody knew how to apply it. Quotes from one of the elders was trying to just play with it and gain time. Give me time. It's okay. So what happened was he couldn't come. So every day he would bring one of the prushim to join the Sanhedrin until all the tzdukim were taken away from the Sanhedrin. V'yoshva Sanhedrin shel Yisrael darta ube'oiso hayoim. And on that day, what happened on that day? Shilistalka Sanhedrin shel Tzdukim v'yoshva Sanhedrin shel Yisrael. When that day the Sanhedrin was replaced with the Prushim, asu yontev. That's the 28th of Teves, and that was a yontev. This is the time when the theory of Torah Shebal Peh becomes practice. And that's what the Maral says, that you take it away from your little community into the larger community. You apply and you shine outside. That's Midas HaHoid. This is the step of Torah Shebal Peh when theory becomes practice. Becomes from book law to folk law. And if you look at the Gemaras are very clear on that idea. And let's see the sources. So the sources are, and that's why, by the way, that's what the Sifro says, there was great brocha. Akudj Bochu, the Chazal wanted to show you, if you follow this, you have everything right. By the way, Doiras HaRishonim says that this is the Gemara in Baba Basra Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. Mitakon is Yeshua ben Gamla. Yeshua ben Gamla made a takona. The Omar Rav Yehuda, Brav Zocho Yisro Lishlatov. Remember Yeshua ben Gamla. Because if not for him, Torah would be forgotten from the Jews. In the beginning, there were no community schools. Every family took care of its own. I just told you, that was the Yeshua ben Prachya, that there were splinter groups. Right? And each one taught on his own. So every group taught on his own. There was no community schools. My daughter, so Yeshua ben Gamla establishes community schools. That's the beginning of community schools. Says Yerushalmi, that was in Shimon ben Shetach. So Yeshua ben Gamla, so Doris Rishonim says, Yeshua, the Prushim were afraid that they were, it's like, basically, it's so interesting, right? Like today, you have a Republican government. You realize that after the Republican government will come a Democratic government that will go ahead and cancel all the laws that they did, right? Like the same way that Trump is canceling everything that Obama did. So Reb Shimon ben Shetach was afraid that this Bezdin Shel Prushim, that the Sanhedrin in the community run by the Prushim will only be a temporary thing while Shlom Tzion is the queen. So he was afraid that if they establish schools, they're going to say, oh, one second, these are Haredi schools, these are Frum schools, those are Prushim schools, and they're going to cancel. So he got a straw man called Yeshua ben Gamla for him to establish the schooling. This way they will not go ahead and connect it to the Prushim. So basically this was one of the political scheme. But, so you see something. This is the beginning of Torah Shebal Peh becoming, that's legalis anes. According to me, according to how I always understood, is the miracle of Hanukkah, the Kineris, is by Yeshua ben Prachia, is the beginning of shining the light, Midas Hoyd. Midas Hoyd becomes real in the time of Shimon ben Shotach. So Shimon ben Shotach is the one that actually makes Torah Shebal Peh become the property of the community at large. Look at his takon, the Gemara in Ksuvos. Omar Rav Yehuda ben Shimon kusim lipsul amasayim alamon amon. In the beginning, there was ksuva 200 and 100. V'maskim velo noisim noshim. Then people didn't have the money, so they didn't get married because they didn't have ksuva. Ad sheva Shimon ben Shotach v'tiken until Shimon ben Shotach made the takon as a ksuva. Shimon ben Shotach also applied. He actually worked on civil law of how people to get married. So this is an amazing step in Torah Shebal Peh. The Torah Shebal Peh becomes not only a book religion, it becomes something in practice, on communal practice. By the way, this is the only time, Midas Hoyd, that Torah Shebal Peh becomes a practice to the entire community. Okay? So this is the story of Shimon ben Shotach. Now we are going to go to the next generation. So Shimon ben Shotach, see, you see how Torah Shebal Peh developed, right? The first step was the beginning of Machloikes, the idea of coexisting of different views, and then to create your own cells, your own little groups, because that's the break of the different groups in Klal Yisrael. And when the Prushim were able to establish this as a community for all Klal Yisrael, that's Shimon ben Shotach, the third generation of the Prushim, of the Zugis. Now the fourth generation is Shmaya and Naftalion. Shmaya and Naftalion kiblu mehem. Shmaya and Naftalion were mekabel for them. And what's the mile of Shimon? Shmaya oimer erev samloch, you should love work. Usnais harabonus, don't follow rabonus. Veltis vadal rashut, and be very careful from the government. Naftalion oimer chachom mizor bidivrechem shemuchov golos tigul mokom roim. Be careful what you say. You don't know who your Talmidim will be. So what's the chidush of Shmaya and Naftalion? So look at, first of all, when did Shmaya and Naftalion take place? This is the story of Klal Yisrael. After Shlom Tzion Amalka, she had a son, Hyrcanus, who was a Kohen Gadol, and Aristobulus becomes a king. And this is the time that the king and the Kohen Gadol, I told you, Chazal always wanted to separate Malchus from Kehuna. This is when the two children, one was the king and one was the Kohen Gadol, they go into a great war between themselves. And this is the war that they couldn't get together. And Hyrcanus, which was the Kohen Gadol, calls Rome for the rescue. And Rome goes ahead and takes away Aristobulus and establishes their own king. And who is their king that they establish? It's called Herod. You always realize that this is the beginning of the Churban. The beginning of the Churban is the Romans never came to us. We invited the Romans to come. The invitation of the Romans to come. And you realize something. Shmaya and Naftalion are at that generation. When the Romans are invited to take. This is, and by the way, you're going to see what's unique about Shmaya and Naftalion. That they were from a mishpoch of converts. Of converts. They were themselves non-Jewish. They were Jewish, chasob, but they come. We're going to see the Gemara. So Tanu Rabban, look at how the Gemara describes.
Also, it's the Kohanim who went to do good up. The whole thing with Hanukkah, the two Kohen Gadol that were fighting.
For sure.
You got that point. They usurped. They just paid the Greeks to become.
For sure. But here is the case. But here is not the Greeks. He's the Romans. The Greeks are always involved in the Hellenist. These are the Greeks, those are the Romans that they were invited, and the Romans take over, and Eretz Yisrael becomes a client of the Romans.
How much later was Kamsa
Bar Kamsa? Kamsa Bar Kamsa is the time of the Churban, right? The Churban, this is approximately, the Gemara says, right, is 100 years before the Churban. This is the beginning. By the way, this is an unbelievable, we're going to spend a lot of time on Herod, because Herod is the king that destroys the kingship, but he is the beginning of the Churban, right? 100 years before the Churban, this is the beginning of the Churban. But at the same time, before the Churban, he makes the Beis HaMikdash, he rebuilds it. And Chazal say that the rebuilding of Hordus was so great, the Mishle Ro Binyan Hordus, anybody who didn't see the Gemara in Sukkah says, Lo Ro Binyan Befoer Biyomov. So it's like somebody before he dies, Bifnei Shever Goyen, before somebody dies, he raises to the highest level, the Beis HaMikdash, right? It's already basically signed its death sentence. And because of Achloik, so you realize the Sinas Chinam. You think it's counted, but counted is the end of the Sinas Chinam. The Churban starts in the Sinas Chinam of here, of Aristobulus and Hyrcanus. And look at how the Gemara describes. The Gemara in Soita, when the kings of the Chashmonaim were fighting with each other, Hurkanus Bachus Veristobus Bifnim, Hurkanus the Queen Godlos Bachus Veristobus Bifnim, Honibom at Shalshim Dinore Bekupa Limlem Tmidim, Shem Zakemecha, they would go ahead and bring a korban. Chokhmah is one is, Lemmy Chokhmah, Amelim Kosha Sukim Bavoid, and him sorry, Beethoven says, as long as the korban is done, we cannot do it. Lemoch or Shirshlem Dinore Bekupa Lem Chazir, they brought a pig, given Shigilechatoim and his dazer to soil. This becomes the beginning, and that's when Hyrcanus takes. And by the way, this is the beginning of the end of Malchus HaChashmonaim. HaChashmonaim, at this time when Hyrcanus becomes, he basically captures on one of the girls of HaChashmonaim that she commits suicide. And Chazal say that anybody who says today, I'm a HaChashmonai, you assume that he's what? An Eved, a slave. He becomes from the top of the pecking order to the lowest pecking order. This is the disruption, the destruction of Malchus HaChashmonaim. And we're going to see what that means, right? So look at what's happening, right? This is the time that is the beginning of the Churban Sinas Chinam, brings the Romans into Eretz Yisrael. This is the time that Malchus becomes destroyed. This is the time that the Beis HaMikdash, when its death sentence is already signed, he becomes the greatest and the nicest that he has ever been. And what does this all mean? And who is Shmaya Naftalion? I just want to skip to the Gemara in Gittin. Mibnei Bono Shel Sancheiriv, the grandchildren of Sancheiriv, Limdu Torah Berabim, they taught Torah Berabim. Man Inun, who are the great grandchildren of Sancheiriv? Shmaya and Naftalion. Shmaya and Naftalion are there. Haynu dichsi nosatis dom atzchi chasela levilti kosis. This blood of the Jews, he will make sure that they don't get hidden. This is what made the Jewish blood continue. Now look at something interesting. Look at the Gemara in Yuma. Tanu rabbanan, ma'ase b'kohen gadol lechad she'yotze b'beis hamikdash yavis l'kulei alma basrei. There was a kohen gadol that he went out with Kodesh HaKodoshim, everybody was following him. Ki v'chazinu l'shmaya v'avtalion, when they saw Shmaya and Avtalion, shavku l'dei, they left the kohen gadol, v'ozer b'asher Shmaya v'avtalion, they ran after Shmaya and Avtalion. L'soif also Shmaya v'avtalion lifturim in the kohen gadol. So Shmaya and Avtalion went to say goodbye to the kohen gadol. Omar lahem, yesu b'dei amim l'shlon, says, you goyim should come into peace. Because the Kohen Gadol got very insulted that all the people were following Shmaya and Naftalion were not following him. So they said, yes, the Goyim should be in peace. The Avdi Nuv Aaron, because at least we are not Bnei Aaron, but we act like Aaron. Our acting is like Aaron. But the children of Aaron should not come to Sholem, the Lo Avdi Uv Da Aaron, because they do not act like Aaron the Kohen. So this was the ultimate popular rebellion against the Kehuna. Was the rebellion against the Malchus and rebellion against the Kehuna. This is the time when Torah becomes the actual Torah Shebal Peh, I told you, is spreading to the community, Shimon Meshatach. When it becomes a popular movement, this is Shmaya Naftali. Shmaya Naftali is the disruption of the hierarchy, the disruption of the aristocracy. That's the rebellion against it. That's when Torah Shebal Peh becomes the property of the people. That's why Shmaya Naftali were gating. The same way that the Malchus, you realize how the parallel is, right? Chazal say the same way that the Malchus of the Kohanim was taken away by the Romans, by the same Nitzoitz of the Romans, which is the Gerim, they are the ones who take Torah Shebal Peh, and they make Torah Shebal Peh the property, not of a few, but the property of all. This is the idea. That's why Sna es Arabonus. Ehov es Amelocha u'Sna es Arabonus. Realize what they are saying, right? This is the ultimate disruptive model. You should love work and hate Rabbonus. This is the time when Torah Shebal Peh becomes ultimately, and that's what Josephus always says, the success of Torah Shebal Peh was, it becomes a popular movement. Exactly right. He's saying, basically, against the Kohanim. The Kohanim are not works, they are the Rabbonus. They are the ones with hierarchy. So that's why the people who run, and there's a whole Shaila, how did they do it? But, by the way, they are the ultimate popular movement. I'm going to show you something so interesting, the Gemara. The Gemara in Broches, says like this. The idea is if you go ahead, if you can give to a Kavim Mahal says you cannot give me soita to a gyores to tabishukheres, to a somebody who's a convert or somebody who's a freed slave, you cannot give me soita. Vachachomi Moimin Mashkachom says yes, it doesn't have to be Jewish woman as long as the woman is today Jewish because she converted to Judaism or she became Meshukheres, it's okay. ויאמרו לו, מה זה בקרקום משיבך משוחרר ירושלים? אתה יודע סטורי שלך משוחרר ירושלים? וישקוי השמה ויאבטליה. And she went to the base of Mikdash, and who gave her to drink שמיה נפטליה? Gave to the שוח, to the משיבך. ויאמר להם, so Akavia says, no, there's no raya. דוגמה ישקוה. The posh pshat is, they gave to somebody who was like them. They were gating, so they gave to Gioiris. Vinidu, that they put him in Nidui, Vemes Biniduyev, Vesiklu Bez Dimen Sakoloi. And they went because this was the famous rebellion that the Kohanim and etc. thought that there is hierarchy and there is Ichus. Now there's a famous story here, which is also so interesting. The Meshech Chochma says, Dosameach, what means Dugma Hishkua? It's not that they gave to drink somebody like them. But Dugma Ishkua, they gave her a placebo. Dugma is something which is not real. Because, in other words, it's all how people think. It's mass psychology. Because they were so involved with the masses, they realized that Torah Shebal Peh is an attitude. So you don't have to give Mei Soita, as long as they believe that Mei Soita is going to do the same thing. They gave him a placebo. Because Torah Shebal Peh becomes this popular movement. In Chazal, that's Midas HaYesoid. Midas HaYesoid is Kichoyl Bashomayim Uvoretz. Torah Shebal Peh, the sixth Mid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that it goes from the highest all the way to the lowest. It permeates. Hoid, as I told you, is that shines out. Yesoid, which is the sixth, goes Kichoyl Bashomayim Uvoretz. Go from heaven all the way to earth. That's Keneged the Bris Mila. They go through the pituitary gland all the way to the Bris Mila. They are the ones who make Torah Shebal Peh. Shmaya Naftali make the Torah Shebal Peh to what? They make Torah Shebal Peh into the common man's. And this Josephus says this is why Torah Shebal Peh was able to rescue after the Churban, because it was a popular movement. So you realize how Torah Shebal Peh develops, right? You start with the Machloikas, no allowing for differences. Then you created the differences, you have to demarcate. You can't just have differences, you have to demarcate. Then your group takes the community, right? Shines to the community. And the next thing is you make the community owners, which allows itself to heal and shamo, which be the Samalchus. Rabbi said, this is the point that the destruction of the Malchus is the right away. This is the beginning of Hurdus, and they transitioned into Hurdus. As you know, Josephus says they were in that transition because Hurdus now becomes, Torah Shebaal Peh becomes a popular movement. And what's the next step that Hillel takes? He takes the Malchus onto the Beis Medrash. That's why from Hillel on, the Malchus goes to Hillel. And Hillel now becomes a Melech, and the Alochas, he has Alochas of Malchus, because he was from the females of Beis David, we're going to see. And this is the beginning of Malchus Peh Torah Shebaal Peh Karinon, or the father of Torah Shebaal Peh is Hillel. Now I'm going to let you with one little question. So here's the popular movement. If you understand this, one Gemara doesn't make any sense. What's the Gemara? Omer al Hillel HaZaken. They talk about Hillel HaZaken. Hillel HaZaken is very poor. Shebechol yom v'yom o'isu mistakir tarpik, chetzu l'yitzir shebeis ha-medesh v'chetzu l'parnosu b'shebeis ha-medesh. He would earn a coin, half of it to go to the guard of the Beis Medrash, and half of it for his family. Pamachas lo motzer l'yistakir, Hillel HaZaken didn't have money. V'lo yinichu shebeis ha-medesh konnes, and the guard, you don't pay, you don't come in. All of Inisla Vishap Yaruba, so he sat at the window on top, Kedishishma Divra Luikim Chaim, Pishma Vetal, to listen to the Shir of Shema Yevtalian. So the question that's obvious, if Torah is a popular movement, why are you putting a guard in the Beis Medrash that you have to pay? This looks so elitist. This looks, the Torah only belongs to the rich people. So how can, we just tell you, Shema Yevtalian are the ones who make Torah out of the hierarchy. That's why Chazal say, Korahimi Pninim, Torah Shebaal Peh is bigger than a Kohen Godol HaNichnas Lifnai V'Lifnim. And he's the one who's Dugma Hishkua. They are the ones who appoint a Shomer, a guard, especially that you have to pay a coin to get in, and if you have no money, you can't learn. How does that fit with their Shita? Why do they instill a guard in the Beis Medrash? Now, you could always say, since it's a popular movement, you have to put some boundaries. It's popular, but not that popular, right? In other words, you have to put something, because otherwise it becomes truly chaotic. But yes, crowd control. But what does that mean?
Huh? Something that you pay for, we appreciate. So, you need.
So we're going to see why. I think there is something so much more because Shmaya and Naftalion are starting a revolution. Once it becomes the part of Klal Yisrael, Torah Shebaal Peh in the time of Hurdus becomes a. You realize that Torah Shebaal Peh is connected to the Beis Hamikdash. There is the Beis Hamikdash of, as we know, Ezra and Nehemiah. There is now a new Beis Hamikdash, which is much bigger, much nicer. And whoever didn't see such a luxurious building never saw a luxurious building in his life. That's the building of Hurdus. Torah Shebaal Peh goes to a process. And you're going to see that it goes from the simple Midrashim to something called complex creative Midrashim. And therefore, once you give so much power to people, you need to put controls. Because though this revolution that started in Shmaya Beavtalion, because it's the beginning of Hurdus, as you're going to see in Hashem after Pesach, this leads to Hillel, which is the famous revolution of Hillel that he said he got it from Shmaya and Naftalion, but you have to put a control. Because this out of control leads to something called the Pauline Midrashim. Because Paul used those Midrashim and that power of Midrashim to establish and to publicize Christianity. And that's why, who was the ultimate story that they put a guard into the Beis Medrash and said that unless your outside is like your inside, don't come in? Who was it? Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel of Yavne is because he had the Talmud which did not act properly. It's Paul. Paul always said he was Talmud Rabbi Gamliel, and he was the creator of the false Midrashim. So we're going to see that because Torah Shebaal Peh becomes a popular movement and becomes so powerful, this is the stage of the real birth of Torah Shebaal Peh. Hillel is called, the Arizal says the Hillel is spelled with a Yud because it relates to the Pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told about Aaron, Hu Yeh Lecha Lepeh. He becomes the mouthpiece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Became the mouthpiece of Moshe, because the mouthpiece of, and that will see Mirat Hashem after Pesach. We'll continue Mirat Hashem.